And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Today, I want to talk about forgiveness. Yes, I want to talk about forgiveness because I think it's probably the most important thing that I could talk about. I want you to know that I'm only on most of these stations for 15 minutes. I'm only here 15 minutes once a week. It's all I can afford. I buy the airtime myself. And so you need to write down the web address so that you can re-find me. Listen to the whole program and find out about some of the other resources that I have to help you. Okay? Now let's get started. Let's talk about forgiveness. I said it's the most important thing that I could talk about, and I think it is. You see, when you talk, we talk about, Christians talk about terms like redemption, salvation, rebirth, renewal, regeneration. They're all very beautiful terms, but they hinge upon something. What do they hinge upon? They hinge upon the implementation of repentance. That's what they hinge upon. That's how it all begins. Remember, you go to the beginning of the Gospels. When Jesus began his ministry, what did he say? Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That's the first thing. But now the question is, how do you repent? Well, that's the rub, as Shakespeare would say. That's the rub. You cannot make it happen. You cannot repent yourself. God repents you. But what you can do is yearn for the Father that you've never known. Okay? Now I know some of you have studied a lot of religion. You've read a lot of Bible verses. Okay, you have. I know you have. But yet somehow the real deal has not been implemented yet in your life. Let's be honest. You have to be completely honest. Okay, that's very important. Not to me, but to yourself, and of course to God. Now, let's begin. Repentance is what we all need, okay? Except for those of us for whom it has begun already, okay? Then those of us for whom it has begun are further along the way, and so we still need to repent of things, but they're subtler, more subtle things. But most people, it hasn't even gotten started. They haven't gotten to first base yet. And so repentance, what does it hinge upon? Now, what does repentance hinge upon? I said that you cannot repent yourself. God repents you. But now, what is it? So now the next question is, well, we know that God repents us. And we know that we read. I just made a very beautiful YouTube video, a very nice talk. I think it's 27 minutes. And it's entitled, How to Find and Experience God's Forgiveness. It is just so beautiful. If you possibly could write down the web address that will be given and then find my video sermons or YouTube videos or YouTube talks or whatever I call them and look for it. It's my most recent, actually, at the time I'm making this recording. How to Find and Experience God's Forgiveness. So if that's what we want and that's what we need, okay, then repentance will occur if you are no longer blocked from God. So now the next question is, what is it that's blocking you from God? And that's where forgiveness comes in. I shall be right back after this very important announcement.
like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. I've been around for 25 years. I've been on the radio for 25 years. Can you imagine? And it's just me. Just me and my microphone. I don't have a church you can, I don't have an organization you can belong to. If I did, it would simply cramp your style. What you need is you need to find your creator. That's how it's always been. You know, it's nice to get together with other people and sing songs and so on, but when you hear about this occurring in the early church, I think the early church was different than churches are now. But what you need to do is make the connection with your Creator. And when you do, then repentance will be implemented in your life, not because you deserve it, and not by anything you do, but simply because of God's grace. Okay? Now, in order to experience repentance, what you need is to yearn for your Creator, but then to also see what may be blocking you from that beginning in your life, from making a connection with God, from being a friend of God, from walking with God. Something is blocking. Okay, so let's talk about what it is that's blocking you from getting to first base. You know what it is? Well, it's more than one thing, but let's talk about one at a time. Let's start with the most important. The thing that's blocking you is unforgiveness. The thing that's blocking you is resentment toward other people, judgment toward other people, a grudge toward someone, unfinished business, anger at someone. Okay? So if you resent your... You know, Christ said, and this is what I say in the video that I just made, entitled How to Find and Experience God's Forgiveness. Christ said, if you're bringing your gifts to the temple and all of a sudden you remember that you have some kind of an issue with, you know, some enmity with your brother, then you should leave your gifts at the temple door and go make it right with your brother. In other words, forgive your brother, clear the air, and then come back. And when he says brother, he means brother, sister, father, mother, your neighbor, your wife, your husband, your kids, whoever it is that you... So what you need to do is to let go of your resentment toward other people. Let go of your resentment toward other people. And let go of your resentment toward people in your past. Okay? Now, it's very possible that, you know, when you were younger, you judged people harshly. Maybe people were cruel, did bad things to you. If that's the case, okay, then I'm sorry to hear that. But the important thing for you to understand is for your own good, for your own soul, for your own salvation even, you must forgive them. Forgiveness doesn't mean pretending nothing happened. It doesn't mean liking them. It doesn't mean having to have something to do with them. Okay, it doesn't mean pretending nothing happened or acting as if nothing. It doesn't mean any of that at all. All forgiveness means is letting go of the resentment, letting go of the judgment, letting go of the grudge. That's all. Just let go of it. Then you're free. See? Let go of the grudge. See, it's resentment that keeps the memory alive, that keeps the trauma alive. It's resentment. Resentment, what is it? It's hate. It's an egotistical struggle. It's denial. It's a very negative thing. And resentment, see, unless you forgive others, your Heavenly Father will not forgive you. Remember, Christ said that? Unless you forgive others, your Heavenly Father will not forgive you. So it's unforgiveness that blocks you from finding God's forgiveness. God's forgiveness is already there. It's already there. It's waiting. It's waiting, but what's blocking you from obtaining it is that you still have a grudge against someone, a resentment against someone. And because of your, see what happened, if whatever judgment and grudge you have, whatever resentment you have, and they can be very subtle. See, it can hide underneath false love. Some of us feel like we feel close to someone or we feel like we love them. It's a compensation to make up for the fact that deep down there's resentment. There's some kind of intimidation now or in the past because of resentment. And so to pretend that it's not there, you bend over backwards to be extra nice. So now you know when God said, when Christ said, forgive others, now you know what he meant. He meant let go of the judgment. Let go of the resentment. Let go of the grudge. Then you'll be free. You'll be free to find God's forgiveness. Okay? And when you find God's forgiveness, and then you realize that you're forgiven, then it becomes even easier to forgive others when you know that you're forgiven. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay. Who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back, everyone. My voice is a bit thin today. I think I've had a little bit of that cold that's been going around. Plus, there's a cold air outside and wind. But the show must go on. My message must go out. Okay? Now, some of you, hopefully, are coming from some of the stations that only had 15 minutes, and so here you are to hear the rest of the program, because the whole program is 30 minutes long. Some of you may be down in beautiful Palm Springs, or Palm Desert, Rancho Mirage, places like that, listening to the whole 30 minutes. I'm on every Sunday morning. And so here I am. Okay? Now, let's talk. I said that the most important thing that I could talk about now, there's a lot of things I could talk about, as you can imagine. The world is not so good. Okay? There's a lot of issues and troubles and woes, and people have all kinds of challenges. Emotional challenges, relationship challenges, health challenges, financial challenges. Okay, a lot of those. But the most important thing that I can talk about is finding your way back to your Creator. When I say back to your Creator, when you were a little child, you were closer to God then than you have ever been since. What you need to do is to refine that closeness and then even beyond what you had when you were a little child. God, Christ said, unless you become like a little child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Okay? You need to refine your innocence. See, you've been corrupted. Look, I understand it's not your fault. Well, it is. Well, it's sort of, you're partially to blame. See, you're not innocent in all of this. You know that. I don't have to tell you. Ann Landers always said, she said so many good things. Remember Ann Landers? She was the advice columnist. Like Dear Abby, she had a radio, a newspaper column. She gave advice to people. But anyway, she said, you know, it takes two to tango. There used to be an expression, it takes two to tango. She said, it also takes two to tangle. It takes two to tangle. All right. So maybe your husband, maybe he's not so good, okay? Well, maybe you're not so good either. Okay, you're part of his problem, even as he's part of your problem. But you don't want to be part of the problem, you want to be part of the solution. Okay, and the solution, you will see the solution. See, as long as you're involved getting all upset and angry and struggling and resentful and troubled and trying to make things happen and all that stuff, you know how that is? It's like driving with your brakes on. Somehow it doesn't work. So you got to take a mental step back, get the big picture, okay? And then you can see the solution. You can see the solution. Now maybe you have little kids. You know, they're not as corrupt. They haven't been as corrupted by emotions and other things as you. And they can see more clearly. They see the truth more clearly. Maybe they see the solution with their innocent eyes. They say, Mom, come on, Mom. See? But you don't see it. You don't see it because you're willful. See? You're judgmental. Undoubtedly. See? I'm just talking in general terms. If your husband is like most husbands, then he's failed you. He hasn't been there for you. See, there's something that you need from him, and he doesn't have it. See, and so you feel like you're being used. Okay? So you resent him for it. Okay? You judge him for it. Notice how the more you resent and judge your husband, the more it snowballs, so that eventually you end up judging everything. Some women, they're so judgmental of their husband that he cannot possibly, in her eyes, he couldn't do one thing right. Everything he does is wrong, you see. So you don't want to be that way, because it's not good for your soul. It's not good for you. See, it makes you bitter, and it robs you of God's love. It robs you of finding repentance, of finding salvation, of finding God, of finding your heavenly Father. So forgive your earthly husband, okay? Let go of your judgment toward him. Hello, this is Pastor Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, anxiety, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get so upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free. It's complimentary. It's called the Easy Meditation. It even helps with your prayer life. When you're calm, it's easier to pray. Visit talktoapastor.org and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at talktoapastor.org. Welcome back. Yes, Christ said, the kingdom of heaven is within you and it's all around you, but you miss it. You somehow don't see it. It's like a parallel dimension right there. But you miss it. Why? Because one of the big reasons is there are several reasons, but today we're talking about unforgiveness and judgment, how they block you from God. Okay? I've always said, God doesn't care if you spill some milk on the table. He doesn't care if you dribble a little mustard on your jacket. He doesn't care if you can't find your car keys. But if you resent your mom, you resent your dad, or you have a grudge, some kind of a grudge against your dad, or if you're impatient with your kids, or you resent your neighbor, he cares about that. That's important to him. So it would be good if you could begin to soften a bit. And it's easier. See, the older you get, it should be easier to soften up a little bit and begin to be more forgiving. You know why? Because the older you get, the more you see that you're messing up. You don't even realize how you're messing up. Your kids try to tell you, but you don't see it. Relations are not so good with your husband or your wife or other people. You're messing up. You may not even see. You may know that you're full of hate, or you're full of unforgiveness, or you're full of rage. You may see that, but you don't know what to do about it. See, you try to control it and manage it, which, you know, it's better than expressing it. But then it's just down there, and it comes out in other ways, and health problems, and so on. Wouldn't it be much better to let it all go? But as you get older and see that you're messing up, now you can have some sympathy on your poor old mom and your poor old dad, your poor unloved mom and your failing dad. You can have some sympathy. Now you see, maybe they weren't doing it on purpose. See, they didn't know how to, they were lost sheep too. They saw that they were messing up, but they didn't know how to fix it. They didn't know how, okay? And so now you can have some compassion on them and on everyone else too. And if you forgive your dad, if you can forgive your dad, you can let go of the resentment against him and men, all men. See, it spreads to all men. See, you hate your father because he wasn't there for you. Then you go out in the world looking for love and find boyfriends, and they take advantage, and you hate them, and pretty soon you hate all men. See how that works? Well, that's not good. See, hate is not good. It's not a good thing. It separates you from God. So that alone should be food for thought and make you realize the importance of letting go of it. See, and judgment. People were full of a lot of judgment. Some people say, well, I don't hate anyone. I don't resent anyone. No, but they're full of judgment and contempt. See, it's very easy. Men can be such failures. Men can be just like pathetic dogs, whimpering dogs, okay? And so it's easy to puff up in pride and to feel superior to the whimpering dog. You see what I mean? And have contempt, utter contempt for him. It's very easy. But remember what that does to your soul. Remember how it blocks you from God's love. Now, I've got some good books on the subject. I've written 18 books. If you go to my website, talktoapastor.org, then you can see the books. So you can preview them at Amazon. Okay. Preview, you know, how you can look inside. And it might be good to get one of them or two of them. But the main thing that I have is a meditation. That's probably, that's the main thing. You see, a lot of people, they are actually, they're sorry. A lot of people have see that they're full of hate. They don't know how to let go of it. They don't know how to get right. They want to be right, but they don't know how. Okay, well, that's honest. Well, now you can see that one of the keys is letting go of resentment. Another key might be to get my meditation. I have two new meditations that are completely free. Actually, three that are free. They're all good. I often talk about them. The easy meditation is free, and the prayer meditation is free. They help you to stand back, to take a step back from your involvement. See, what happens when you go out in the world and fail, when you resent somebody, which is a failing, or you hate somebody, or you get angry at someone, or you judge someone, or you turn it on yourself, then you end up hiding in thought, hiding in imagination, hiding in emotions. See, you hide from seeing the truth about your failing in reality. So you need to know how to stand back from thought. Take a mental step back, okay, and get some mental clarity, get recentered, and get closer to God. So my meditation is just what you need for that purpose. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to talktoapastor.org and click on my relationships blog. You'll find dozens of free articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationships. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you'd like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, and you a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Okay? Just visit talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and look for the secure PayPal button. The kingdom of heaven is within you and all around you. It's a kingdom of joy and happiness and peace. They're wonderful, 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 wonderful things. But in order to taste of it, you must begin by letting go of your judgments and resentments toward other people. Please visit my website, talktoapastor.org. Check out the meditation and see if possibly you could give it a try. It could do you a world of good. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.